Dinwiddie Community Alliance. I'm so proud that we have Dinwiddie Community Alliance here. I was in Hill House, up at Hill House, about 2 months ago for a meeting about the upcoming master plan for the Hill District that's occurring in conjunction with the new arena. And I saw a little flyer that said Dinwiddie Community Alliance essay contest on it. Who is my hero? And I picked up that flyer and I said, I want to get the winners on the radio because I want them to be able to hear their winning essays, and I want you to be able to hear their winning essays. And I asked our associate producer, Peg Watts Cartwright, to do some digging. She got in touch with Marlene Jackson, and Marlene is a little under the weather, so she couldn't be with us today, but we want to thank her because I understand she helped to make sure this contest took place. And we have three winners today, and I want you to meet them, and we're going to get a chance to do that before we hear their essays. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Tashaya. I go to Oakland Catholic High School. I am now a sophomore. I started Thursday, and I'm 15 years old. I'll be 16 in November.
School off to a good start so far?
Yeah.
Now this
long
is,
days, but...
Yeah. Now, this is your second year in the school, right?
Yes.
So it's a little bit easier, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm more prepared for what I have
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, so. It's tough when you first start. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My mom, my brother, my whole family, Brown Turner.
Great. Well, it's good to have you here, and we'll hear from your essay coming up. What prompted you to enter this contest?
Well, my grandma let me know about it, and I've won like essay contests in the past, and I'm a very good writer, so I decided, yeah, I'll dedicate this to my mother, who is my hero. So
I'm so glad to hear you say that. I can't tell you how glad I am to hear you say that. What community do you live in?
Uptown. It's in between downtown and Oakland. It's mm-hmm. Some people consider it the Hill District, and some people don't. It's kind of...
Yeah, that's, I spend a lot of time at Miller School
yes,
and
I
a little bit
there.
Of time at Hill House, and a lot of people don't... some of the neighborhoods fall right in between.
Yeah.
People, you have to describe exactly where, I think.
Okay, Fifth Avenue.
Oh, I don't mean you have to do that. I mean... You said it just perfectly,
yeah,
right? Right
okay.
Between sort of Fifth and the Hill. I mean, sometimes people can't place it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you're a good writer. You want to be sure people understand. Let's meet you. What's your name?
Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy. No, did you see that? I didn't turn your microphone on. Say that again.
Kennedy.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
And where do you go to school?
Aliquippa.
And you... learned about this essay contest. How did you come to know that it was taking place?
Because my grandma told me about it.
And do you like to write?
Yes.
What kinds of things do you like to write?
Well, I like to write stories with my classmates, so I like writing.
That's interesting because writing with somebody else can be very hard to be able to coordinate with somebody else, but that's something you like a lot?
Yes.
What's fun about that?
Because we both have different ideas on different stories, but then we might have the same idea of which story to write if we give each other ideas.
Well, that's great. I really admire you for being able to do that. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I wanted to say hi to my family.
Well, terrific. And your brother Kenneth is here, and you have a friend here, too. Who's this? Oh, do you want to say hi? Yeah, go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're a friend of Kennedy's?
Well, I'm her cousin.
You're her cousin. Oh, that cousin and a friend, both. Are you also from that area, Aliquippa?
Or
no. Where are you from?
Harrisburg,
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're in to visit. And thanks for being here. And now let's meet our other essayist who's here with us. And her name is Niasia. And good morning. How are you?
Good.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes.
Niasia. How old are you?
11.
And what school do you go to?
University Prep.
Okay, that's right on Bedford towards Oakland. as you're heading away from Miller. How is University Prep? I haven't been there yet.
I don't know.
Still getting used to it? Is this your first year there?
Yeah.
And what prompted you to be interested in writing? Who told you about the contest?
My mom.
And congratulations on winning. Do you want to say hello to anybody who is listening?
My family.
Great. Well, it's time to hear some essays, and we all sort of voted on who would go first, and we decided it would be Tashea. It was a hot contest, and Tashea's going to go first. Do you need to explain your essay before you read it, or will you go just right into it?
Not really. It's just about my mother, and she's my hero, so I can start.
Okay, this is
Whenever you're ready.
This is Tashea Brown with her. These are all first place winning essays from the Dinwiddie Community Alliance. Who is your hero essay contest? And here's Tashea Brown.
Okay. Who is my hero? No one has ever made such an impact on my life more than my mother. There isn't anyone or anything in this world that I could be without my mother by my side, being that driving force that inspires and motivates me not to give up. She is more than just a hero to me. My mother is my strength, my safe haven, and my willpower to continue. Growing up, I had no father figure to look up to, so my mother took on the daring role of both mother and father. Waking up at 5 in the morning and coming home at 4 in the afternoon from work was a burden she was forced to bear, being a single parent of 5. She always made sure I was well-fed, well-clothed, and well-taken care of. Before I or my siblings were able to work, my mother would work double shifts for days on end to make sure we could have what she never could have as a child. She dedicated herself to her children, even if that meant giving up what others without children had. Nice clothes, shoes, or nails was something my mother wasn't accustomed to. She always wore the cheapest clothes she could find to make sure her low income was able to support a household of 6. She cared more about us than she did herself and always made sure we came first in her life. My mother, Rita Turner, is the reason I'm doing as well as I am today. I'm an honor student at Oakland Catholic High School, a top scholar of Crossroads. I volunteer at my school, Jubilee Kitchen, and in my community. It is all because of my mother, my hero, working all hours of the day and night, feeding, supporting, comforting, loving, and inspiring me to do my best. That is my mother. That is my hero.
That's well done. Yes, let's clap. We're all here. That's a... Kids
Thank
are all
you.
Here with me in the studio. Now, is your mom here today?
No, she's not here. She had to, my brother, he goes to college today. She had to go back with him.
And your mom's heard your essay or read it
before,
I guess.
Yeah.
Did she cry?
Something like that, yeah.
That's,
she really appreciates it.
That's beautifully written, and she sounds like somebody to really admire. And you are a great writer. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was just beautifully, beautifully done. Now, our second person that is going to read is Kennedy. And Kennedy, I'll just turn it over to you. It's Kennedy Rainey, her essay, also an award winner. And whenever you're ready. Do you need to tell us anything about it before you read?
Not exactly.
Essays are sort of meant to be, they don't need to be set up like film clips. They're all self-contained. So whenever you're ready, Kennedy, go ahead.
Okay. I have a lot of heroes, but the one that I really look up to is my mom. My mom is my hero, because she has always been there when I really needed her. Another reason my mom is my hero is because she's a teacher and I want to be just like her when I grow up. She is also my hero because she wrote a book, and I love writing stories and reading books. Another reason my mom is my hero is because she created Girls' Day, and we went shopping to Red Lobster, and we talked about girly stuff. And the last reason she is my hero is because she taught me how to be a young lady before she passed away. Those are the reasons why my mom is my hero.
What a beautiful essay. When did your mom pass away?
In January.
My mom just passed away in June, and I really miss her, and you must miss her a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
What was her book about?
Well, I wasn't allowed to read it. It's for adults.
I see. But, do you remember the name of it?
Not really.
That's okay, but we'll look. Oh, your brother remembers the name? Say it in the microphone just so we can be sure we hear you, Kenneth. What's the name?
Because I Can.
Because I Can. Well, that's a beautiful essay and a really courageous essay to write, too. Thank you for sharing it. And next, we have Nyasia. Is it Eth or Eith?
Eith.
Neither, right? Eith. And I should have asked you that before. Nyasia, Eith, and we're all set to hear your essay.
Hi, my name is Nyasia, and my hero is my grandma. My grandma is my hero in many different ways. She's smart, funny, special, great, and caring and brave. My grandma and I are like best friends. Nobody will never take her place. If you could meet my grandma, you would love her. She's really great. She's a really great cook, like wow, she can cook her butt off. My grandma always shows me different meals to cook. We make all kinds of cookies, cake, homemade pancakes, and donuts. My grandma is kind. She is special because she is so nice. She helps everyone regardless of who you are or what you may need. My grandma is also smart. She knows computers and books. She always knows the answer to any question we may ask her, and she doesn't mind sharing her knowledge. My grandma also tells funny stories to tell, funny jokes and funny pranks. She's always smiling and laughing, which makes her smile and laugh even when things are not going the way we plan. My grandma's also brave. She is the rock in our family. She always has everybody's back when they need her. She's there. Even though she's a kind person, she will take you down if you mess with her grandkids because we are the love of her life. That includes our moms. G is for great, R is for real, A is for awesome, N is for nice, D is for dreamy, M is for magnificent, A is for admire. Put it all together, that spells grandma. She's the best. I love her.
That was just terrific. And I forgot to have us all applaud after Kennedy read. I was so moved by your essay. I was just thanking and congratulations to you too, Nyasia. You know, this was a contest for writers, not for readers, but you guys are all good readers and good performers, too. Does anybody else have anything they would like to say? I'm really proud of you. We'll get you a CD for each of you so that you'll have this forever and ever to commemorate your experience here today. And I just can't tell you how lucky we are to have you here.
Thanks
to share your essays. Anybody else want to add anything while you're here?
Not really. Just thanks for having us. And thanks for considering us when you saw the essay.
Absolutely. Nice. Well, please keep in touch because there's plenty of other opportunities to express yourself. You can listen and call in sometime, or if you're interested in, you know, doing work with radio, let us know and we can help you do that. Congratulations again. Those are winners from the Dinwiddie Community Alliance essay contest. Nyasia Eith? Did I get it right? Nyasia Eith? That's the hard one, but my name is sometimes tough too. And Tashea Brown and also Kennedy Rainey. Congratulations to each of you and to all who had the courage to enter the contest. It takes a lot of work to put yourself out there.